This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The U.S. Senate has given final approval to a bill barring all imports from China's Xinjiang region unless businesses can prove they were produced without forced labor. In doing so, they overcame initial hesitation from the White House and what supporters say was opposition from corporations. Senator Marco Rubio said that many companies have already taken steps to ensure their supply chains do not include products made by forced labor of China's Uyghur population.
For those who have not done that, they'll no longer be able to continue to make Americans, every one of us, frankly, unwitting accomplices in the atrocities and the genocide that's being committed by the Chinese Communist Party.
The measure is the latest in a series of intensifying U.S. penalties over China's alleged abuses of ethnic and religious minorities in the Western region, especially Xinjiang's millions of predominantly Muslim Uyghurs. The remaining members of a U.S. missionary group who were kidnapped 2 months ago have been freed. The spokesman for Haiti's National Police confirmed that the hostages had been released, but did not provide additional details. In a news conference held on Zoom Thursday, the Reverend Ron Marks said their release is an answer to prayer.
We are rejoicing in that. God is good. God has answered our prayers. We are rejoicing. A great load is lifted. And we are ready for Christmas.
The missionaries were kidnapped by the 400 Mawozo gang on October 16th. Two of the hostages were released in November and three more earlier this month. Authorities have said the gang was demanding $1 million ransom per person. It was not clear Thursday whether